Okay, good morning, everybody. So, continuing on in the 23rd parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin for the Rambam. So, we just dealt with the Rambam's Chumrah, which is really the theme of the parak of Machmir, the Rambam is, on Shochad, very broadly defined, right? Lezakos is a Zakai, the Chayav is a Chayav, Velo Shochad Mamun Vilvad, Apilo Shochad Dvarim, anything that could possibly corrupt the process of Din. And we pointed out yesterday, that's why the Rambam thinks it's not just like, you know, a sur mirah, but it's an asay tov. We don't want the dayanim to have any relationship whatsoever, you know, with the balei din. We don't want any connection because it's impossible to be mitzamtem, to have hashvaya sadavar, to have total equivalency. So the Rambam again had a very expansive definition of oev and sone, well beyond shoshavina or lo diber lo shloshal yamim mitoch eva. And the Rambam expands this based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chavtes in the following way. The Gemara just says, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Asonim Zeh Asurin Leishe B'din Yachad. But the Rambam, you know, adds a rationale, which the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz endorse respectively. Kesef Mishnah says, you know, Tam Rabbeinu Nachon Hu, the Radvaz Tam Rabbeinu Mavuar, which is, Shebibnei Hasina Shebineihem Das Kol Echad Mehem Listor Divrei Chavero, that they're motivated to, like, you know, negate what the other one is saying. It becomes less about MS than sort of like, you know, who's going to be, you know, the dispositive view, right? And that too can be a form of negios, and that too can be a very strong and unhealthy form of bias. It's a very fascinating Pesachei Tshuva in Choshen Mishpat Siman Zayin Sifkat and Ches. So the Pesachei Tshuva deals with, well, would this be true even b'di'evet? I don't have that impression from the Rambam. Not sure, but it says asurim leishe b'din yachad. I'm not sure if it's even the ikuva, if it's even b'di'evet. But what I think is very fascinating is if you ask, what is the geder of this? You know, like, is it, you know, lo diber moshoshesh yami machmas eva? You know, obviously not. I would say, like, the ged there is in the Rambam's definition. If it reaches the level where kol echad mehem is soser divrei chavero, because they, you know, they want to be able to, you know, carry the day, and that gets in the way of their pursuit of emes, you know, this is kind of like a Potter Stewart thing, but if it reaches that level, so that's the psul. One final addendum, not so much the Rambam, but really interesting. In the Pesachei Tshuva, again, you see quoted that it's not just a matter of sone, but it's also a matter of, like, you know, a kind of intangible. The rapport between the dayanim should be very good. There are certain people, the quote is, L'sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav, afilu bali chayim, you have to be careful about having, you know, mismatched people. There are some people who sort of think along the similar lines. There's a certain chemistry. It's hard to quantify. That's the truth. It's an intangible. It doesn't mean it's not real. So we don't just want to avoid the, you know, the sinna shebeinehim, God forbid, but we're looking for a more affirmative chemistry between them, for the sake of, hotzas, hadin la'amita.